taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Aoife Lee is with me, the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie, with some advice, always with advice, always good advice as well. And this week, the focus of the advice is around dealing with angry outbursts and tantrums. Is that right, Aoife?
Yeah, we were kind of talking a little bit about time out and, you know, naughty step, whatever yes. you like to call it. It's a bit kind of old school at this stage. But yeah, time out, it can often be a real controversial one, I think. Some people think it's great. I think for the majority of people, it can work against them, really, because ultimately, you know, it's used as a means to keep the calm or resolve mm-hmm. a situation or manage behaviour. And it kind of ends up becoming more of a power struggle, battle of wills. And really, I don't believe in all the years I've been supporting families, I don't believe it's something that is as effective as we think it is.
So it kind of papers over the problem or doesn't deal with the root issue? Is that the problem?
No,
or?
I think everyone gets stressed.
Oh, right, by the time out step.
The adults are triggered.
Yeah.
The kids are unravelling. And I'm talking all ages, from toddler tantrums right through up to our teenagers, you know. Mm. And it's important that we recognise our own triggers as the adults, because we're all human,
yeah.
including ourselves. And after that, then it's the kids and how essentially what happens is they dysregulate. And, you know, that's often where we want to try and get to the bottom. We want to be logic in the conversation. But the more we feed in, the more often it'll escalate.
Is the value of the naughty step, though, or the timeout, not just the threat of it? You know, like the wooden spoon of days gone by. That's kind of gone. Thankfully, I'm not suggesting we bring that back. But in reality, in most people's houses, the wooden spoon wasn't a real thing. It was a threat.
It was a threat. And the problem with the threat is it's an empty bribe.
Okay,
and the problem
yeah.
with empty bribes is the kids are like, oh, here we go. Here's the line.
Oh, yeah, the naughty step, whatever.
Yeah, and they don't take us seriously. So if we kind of pare all that back, it's looking at, right, well, what does trigger my child? And really, the more I try and talk, cajole, insist in them going from one area of the house to the other, whether it be going to their room or into another space, that's often where we will get that resistance from the kids. So like I mentioned there, if we get into the who, why, what, where, when, how of the moment, like, again, the situation is just going to build and snowball.
Yeah.
And it's really about looking at how we can actually help our kids calm.
Yeah, I guess it's the same principle as when you're dealing with kind of panic attacks. Is it that once the panic attacks start, you're kind of it's almost impossible to deal with it then. You have to realize what the signs are in advance. And it's probably the same with the tantrum. Once the tantrum is kicked off to a degree, it's harder to manage.
It's about being there kind of calm.
Yeah.
Like our kids are relying on us to be there and be present. And while we mightn't feel like it and we mightn't be into the, you know, in the frame of mind in that moment, that's what's really key here.
Yeah.
So what's often helpful in that moment is actually validating where they're at. So I can see you're really upset.
Yeah.
I can see you're really angry. Don't try and get into trying to resolve it.
Yeah.
Because all logic and
reasoning.
Or telling
them to stop.
Tell them to stop or relax or calm down.
They
don't. They don't know, because when emotions are up, language is down. And that needs to be applied to how we intervene.
Yeah.
So often, if we validate the emotion, it can either dampen it down, it can diffuse, or it may not. But if you think about it, if you're having an argument with another person, another adult, and you go into fight or flight mode, it's like you want to leave the room, or you want to get into the argument. Again, the more kind of builds, the more challenging it can be. So giving your child that opportunity to kind of be seen and heard firstly, and then let them know, okay, I'm going to step away here. There's nothing I can do in this moment. you let me know when you're ready, rather than you trying to take control of it. So okay. giving them that bit of space. As long as they're safe, they're not going to hurt themselves or anyone else. Step away. And then so you can keep an eye on them, maybe not leave the room. And that's often what some kids
okay.
can really find helpful. Or it's offering out a quiet space. So outside of the challenging behaviour, chat to your child when all things are calm, going, look, I can see that you find it really frustrating or difficult in these moments. How about we decide on a quiet space in the house that you can go to voluntarily, and it's not something that we're going to insist or force you into. And that's that often feeds into the control aspect, because if our kids feel like they're being made to do something, that's where the resistance come in. But if they feel like they are having influence or healthy control,
yeah,
that can be helpful.
What about trying to identify like the patterns of behaviour that are leading up to the tantrum?
Yeah.
To try and cut it off at the pass.
Well, it's every parent and adult that's listening in this evening, ourselves, we know our own kids best.
Yeah.
So identifying the triggers can be helpful. We may not always know them, but it's like often it is hunger, tiredness. Maybe they've had a bad day. Maybe they have fallen out with a friend. Maybe they're struggling in school. Maybe there's bigger stuff going on. Maybe there's a lot of change going on at home. So putting your detective hat on as the adult and going, look, they aren't in the best of form. So giving them a little bit of benefit of the doubt, but know to manage our own expectations. And if they are struggling, if they are in bad form, take a little bit of that, knowing potentially what might be happening for them. And that can often be helpful to understand from the adult's perspective.
Yeah,
I'm
speaking from personal experience, because I would have been bad at this. I was very bad to recognise how things like maybe a late night or a lack of sleep or a disrupted night might affect the mood the next day. You have this kind of default, you expect your kids to just be in good form kind of all the time. There's something wrong, they're kind of misbehaving or something, or the problem was them. And it's only when you're kind of wrecked yourself and you realise how ratty you are, you kind of think, ugh, it's probably actually what was wrong with them as well.
Yeah, I know. And we just kind of, we get on with our day and our routine, and like we're under pressure as the adults, there's a lot going on and keeping everything going on at home. But morning times, night times, either like you say, there hasn't been an easy night's sleep, or there's been an early wake up, or like that in the evening times, everyone's wrecked after doing their homework, study, a day's work, dinner activities, and by the time bedtime comes, that's often where things stop.
So we think it's okay for us to kind of stomp around the house and be a bit of a grouch, but the kids can't do it.
Yeah, I know, and that's where often when we take a step back, and if you find yourself in a there's a pattern of everyone getting irritable and cranky and upset, and it's not taking a whole lot to be triggered, kind of ask yourself why, what's actually going on here. And if you are in a cycle with your child where it's not taking a whole lot for things to kick off, it's important that you again acknowledge to yourself, oh, it's not taking a whole lot for me to be triggered myself. We're human, like I said, at the end of the day. So does it mean another adult stepping in that moment? Does it mean, actually, I'm okay to step back here? If you're having an ongoing argument with your teenager or your older child, it's like, we're not getting anywhere here. I can see you're upset. I'm upset here now. Let's give ourselves a bit of space so we can come back to this.
And what about after the tantrum? Say it's all calmed down. They've gone to this kind of space you've made available for them, or whatever has happened that...
All is
everyone's
good again.
Emotions are regulated again. Do you just move on and kind of get on with the day, or do you sit down and do you have a conversation about it, or how do you talk about it?
Yeah, it depends on the nature of what was happening at the time. Try and keep it short and sweet. If you decide to forget about it, then the same issue will come up again and again. So what you're trying to do is talk it through when all is calm and establish what it is. You know, like, was it something to do with gaming consoles or phones or homework or how they were speaking to one another, etc., the kids fighting? Having that chat when all is calm it'll be a lot quicker for it to land, as opposed to lids flipping and everything kicking off. So I certainly would be inclined to wait until all is relaxed.
Aoife, thanks a million for coming in.
There you go.
As always. Aoife Lee, parenting coach at parentsupport.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.